dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
President Trump moments ago reacting after two articles of impeachment voted out of the House Judiciary Committee, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The expectation is there will be an impeachment floor vote in the House of Representatives sometime mid next week after action in the House Judiciary Committee this morning. Votes were in the committee were 23 to 17 party line votes.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. A full House vote is expected next week. And there's good news and bad news for Baby Yoda lovers.
Hasbro will be making its own Baby Yoda toys. It's already taking pre-orders for the adorable character from Disney's The Mandalorian. The toys won't ship out until May, though the New York Post says there are several new versions of the toy.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a very bright Friday forecast with the threat of showers continuing from time to time today, maybe even a thunderstorm thrown in. High temperature in the upper 50s today. The risk of showers continues tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, we get a break between storm systems, so it's actually a dry weekend forecast. Temperatures will be in the 60s both days. I think the better of the 2 days will be Sunday because of more sunshine. And then a possible severe weather threat as we begin the new week. Yeah, Monday evening, we're watching that storm system carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A woman is behind bars following a Thursday morning shooting. Authorities have charged 34-year-old Kiva McWilliams with second-degree assault. Montgomery police say she shot a man after an argument in the 3200 block of South Court Street. That victim is in stable condition. An 87-year-old woman was robbed while leaving a busy shopping center in Montgomery this week. Police say the woman has minor injuries after the incident in the 4000 block of Atlanta Highway near the intersection with Perry Hill Road. Police have not made any arrests. And Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and a concert. For more information, visit alabama200.org. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The House Judiciary Committee approves articles of impeachment against President Trump, sending them to the full House for a vote next week.
This is about facts and the Constitution.
They don't care. Facts be damned.
President Trump mocked Greta Thunberg on Twitter after she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
A dozen retired NFL players are accused of scamming the league out of millions in health care benefits.
Phase one of a trade deal with China is reportedly reached, rolls back tariffs, and cancels a new one set to begin Sunday. China agrees to buy $50 billion in U.S. farm products.
Southwest Airlines will share about $125 million with its employees from its partial settlement with Boeing over damages from the grounding of the 737 MAX.
And the Ravens back-to-back AFC North titles as they have clinched that with their 21-point win, 42-21.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Dan Morris is up 7 points, and the weather outside is 46 and misty. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Today's Friday.
I know.
I'm excited. Got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Got Christmas things to get done. Got dinner plans on Saturday. And got to do some stuff today. Got a lot to do, man. A lot to do Christmas time.
Well, and tomorrow my cousin Nick graduates from Auburn. And so we're having a family get together to celebrate that. So.
Are you going over for the graduation?
I don't think I am.
So the celebration will be here?
Yeah, the celebration will be here. I have a bad taste in my mouth for my own graduation from Auburn. Not knocking Auburn. It was just the day wasn't great. It was the 1 year they did it on the field at Jordan-Hare. It was hot. It was in the spring. It was really hot. We literally had people passing out because our gowns were black.
Oh, yeah.
And then
kind of like a baked potato.
As a salt in the wound, Robert Gibbs was our keynote speaker.
Oh, God.
Our commencement speaker. So
that'll make it. I'm sure you didn't drink anything the night before.
Yeah, so I'm like, Nick, I'll celebrate with you in the afternoon when you come here to Montgomery. I don't know. I'm not going to just sit there.
I like that. They, when my nephew graduated, or my niece graduated, actually, they did something kind of cool. They rented a house, and we had all her friends and family and everything, and did this big soiree that was there. It was a great way of doing it. Great way of doing it. And it was a walk from the Coliseum where they did it to the house. So yeah. You didn't have traffic wasn't a problem, parking wasn't a problem. You weren't, you know, trying to find your car afterwards. You just had to find. I had put in the address in my GPS, so I walked my GPS address. But it was great. It was a lot of fun and had a great time with it. That's the only graduation I've been to in Auburn.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful place, but like I said, I've been through it, done that. It's like, I'll celebrate later.
Yeah, William, when he got his graduate degree, he's kind of like, you know, you want us to come on? Nah.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, come on.
I'm out of this thing. I'm right. Going to go live life out here. Wow, we got some super duper news today. A lot of things going on. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing, which is today, by the way, between 2:30 and 2:45. I don't think there are very many people in there this time, are there?
No, not
so
that.
So this is the time to get in. I can tell you that. Last time I did this, we had a whole bunch of folks, and I think it was the last person or next to last that called in one. So that was pretty good on their part. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. So that gives you even greater incentive to call in as a first-time caller today and get in Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. I don't think they have any breakfast tickets left, but you can call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM, so you can get in the Santa Claus breakfast. They have a great breakfast out there, great breakfast. Kaneka sausage, great farm fresh eggs, I mean, all the right stuff. And what they do is let me in on it. They cook the eggs in that Amish butter. They use that as the grease. It just has that taste, and they have these biscuits that are just sensational with the Amish butter on it.
Sounds great.
Oh, sensational. And coffee and everything else. Country Boy? We haven't talked to Country Boy in a long time. Country Boy, how are you?
Doing fine, Dan. Doing fine. Hope you enjoy. We're both doing good.
We're doing great. It's Friday.
It is. And I want to get in on Sweet Creek.
Okay, give me your month and day of birth.
9/3.
You got it. Now tell me something. Good.
Okay, I was just thinking about it during the night that with all the FBI is doing and the Democrats, Trump needs all the help he can get. So if he can get it from Ukraine, I don't blame him. I try to get it too.
Well, I'll tell you something. The polls are changing, and the Democrats are about to run into a big old fat brick wall. I think they may lose as many as 9 people in this vote next week.
Well, 9's not going to be enough, though.
But what happens is 9 is better than losing 9 is better than losing 2.
Why did it be an eye-opener to them anyway?
Oh, yeah. This is they have picked up the grenade, and it went off in their hand.
I hope so. I hope so. I don't know how anybody could vote for a Democrat. Why anybody could be a Democrat the way things and what they have done, it's just unreal.
Well, I caught Doug Jones, and somebody ran up to him. There was a kind of a gaggle of Democrats walking, and they ran up to him. They singled him out. Now, this is in one of these kind of, you know, they're walking the halls of the Senate building, going down to where the tram is to go over to the Capitol, and they don't want to get wet or anything. And they asked, and he said he is undecided at this moment. He wants to see the evidence.
Yeah, but probably next week when they vote, he will probably vote for it.
Well, he won't be able to vote on it until probably January.
He's the Senate, right. So, well, it's going to be interesting to see how they vote. Some of them are already getting a lot of backlash from their home districts.
The lady who used to be in the CIA was on America's Newsroom. She got interrupted by the Republicans coming out of the vote for impeachment, and I would have taped it if I could have segmented those together. But she's going to do a town hall on Monday, and she said she's going to try to decide before the town hall so she can defend her her explanation. But she said, you know, she used to be in the CIA, and she said, you know, I've been in on these calls before, and the reason I did ask for the inquiry is because I was concerned about the call. She also said something. She said the Ukraine thing is a farce, that the Ukraine meddling in our 2016 election is a farce. And that makes me think that she's not a very good CIA agent or analyst, if that's the case. Country Boy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a good one. Let me go to a break, and let's re-queue up here and get the Boris Johnson story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Nice to speak to you. I'm a first-time caller.
All right, Wayne. Congratulations. Give me your month and day of birth first.
328.
I've got a one this morning, 328. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Montgomery all my life. I have moved to other states and can always end up back here. But I really enjoy y'all's show every day while I'm traveling around, doing my rounds.
What type of work do you do?
I'm sales.
Good. So you're in the car lot.
I'm trying. trying to get that pocket filled.
There you go.
But I really like to brag, but just had something hit me the other day. I listened to a clip you played on the radio.
Yes.
And I heard it. And then me and I turned on the news, and they took that one clip and took out about four words and turned it into a monster.
Yep.
And I just, my God, I just could not believe after watching all that circus on TV for all this time and watching them railroad, I just think, my God, why would you even want to be in there with those guys and women that are going to railroad you when they get ready to?
Do you remember what the subject matter was?
Every bit of it. I mean, my God, man, until a Republican opens their mouth, it's like they're in a dream state. Yeah. And it just don't seem like we're in America when you're watching it.
It is kind of scary, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. I tell my friends, man, y'all need to listen to these people on 93.1. They'll sit there and tell you and let you hear it. I mean, you're not clipping it. You're hearing it. And then you get on there and you listen to them, and it's like, Jesus Christ, that's not what he said.
Yeah, they do take things out of context.
It is unbelievable.
Especially if you know Joe Scarborough.
Go ahead. Man, I really love y'all's show.
Well, I really appreciate that. What I'm going to do is put your name in the drawing. Do you know when we do the drawing?
Today, I believe you said.
2:30 to 2:45 today.
Okay.
And it's going to be a $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Have you been there?
No, sir.
Wayne, wait till you go there. You'll be my best friend if you win. Because I tell you, it is spectacular. I'm going to be down there on Saturday picking up some goodies. Wayne, good luck. Listen in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Johnny, I'm great. And you?
Oh, fine. This is the first time I've called. I listen to y'all just about every day and enjoy it very well.
Well, how long have you been listening?
Oh, since you've been on, I guess. I don't know.
Wow,
every
10 years?
Every time I get in my truck. Sir?
Wow, that's over 10 years.
Yeah.
What type of work do you do?
I'm retired.
Wish I could say that.
Well, I stay busy. Stay busy. Anyway, you put my name in that drawing, if you will.
Give me your month and day of birth.
11/14.
You got it. You're in. When do we do the drawing?
This afternoon.
2:30. Listen in, okay?
Hey, listen, I was going to tell you. About 66 years ago, I was 5 years old, and my father said, this world is going crazy. It can't keep turning. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, all the bad things going on. I'm glad he's not alive now to witness what's going on in this whole world, especially our country.
Yeah, I tell you what, I feel the same way about some of my family members that have passed on, that if they were watching what was happening right now, they'd be very disturbed.
I'm telling you, it's just a shame, but that's the way the world is nowadays. So.
Yep. Johnny,
enjoy
thanks.
Enjoy talking to you.
Enjoy talking to you. Listen in, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We got Larry. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Larry, and you?
Oh, fine. I thought I'd take a break, piddling around the house. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right. That's back to back to back.
All of us first-time callers are calling in today.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, since before I got cancer, and that was 6 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. What type of cancer did you have?
Tonsillar, throat, esophageal. But, hey, I'm not inviting anybody to a pity party.
No.
At Montgomery Cancer Center took care of me.
There you go.
And the good Lord.
There you go. I'm a cancer survivor also, base of tongue. Stage 4 MD Anderson graduate. Who is your doctor? Who's your oncologist at Montgomery Cancer Center?
Steven Davison.
Yeah, good guy.
And Dr. Ingram was my radiologist guy, yep. Radiation guy.
Yep.
They took exceptionally good care of me.
That is great. I'm so glad that you're doing well.
But I'd like to enter the Sweet Creek.
You got it, Larry. Give me your month and day of birth.
6/27.
Have you been to Sweet Creek?
My wife and I visit down there when we go to a
a restaurant down below there to eat that country cooking there at Ridge. Stop by there and have dessert on the way back because they don't have an ice cream machine at Ridge.
Yeah, I know. We fussed at him about that because that peach cobbler and ice cream at Ridge would be great. And the pecan pie.
I took her a peach cobbler one day. Asked Martha what she thought of it. Next time you're in there.
Did you make it?
I did.
All right.
She'll tell you. She'll give you a description of it that will blow your mind.
Good. I'll ask her next time out there. Well, what time do we do the drawing, Larry?
I believe between 2:30 and 2:45. All the years I've been listening to.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
Wasn't listening to that now.
$60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can't beat that. $60 worth.
I can fill it up.
I bet you can. I know I could. Larry, thanks for calling, my friend. I want you to have a wonderful day listening, okay?
I love listening to y'all. Y'all make my day.
You, thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, let's reset this tool again, and because I want to set this up and talk about it after we play the clip, it's going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
President Trump moments ago reacting after two articles of impeachment voted out of the House Judiciary Committee, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The expectation is there will be an impeachment floor vote in the House of Representatives sometime mid next week after action in the House Judiciary Committee this morning. Votes were in the committee were 23 to 17 party line votes.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. A full House vote is expected next week. And there's good news and bad news for Baby Yoda lovers.
Hasbro will be making its own Baby Yoda toys. It's already taking pre-orders for the adorable character from Disney's The Mandalorian. The toys won't ship out until May, though the New York Post says there are several new versions of the toy.
Fox's Jeannie Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a very bright Friday forecast with the threat of showers continuing from time to time today, maybe even a thunderstorm thrown in. High temperature in the upper 50s today. The risk of showers continues tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, we get a break between storm systems, so it's actually a dry weekend forecast. Temperatures will be in the 60s both days. I think the better of the 2 days will be Sunday because of more sunshine. And then a possible severe weather threat as we begin the new week. Yeah, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, we're watching that storm system carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before I get into the Boris Johnson piece, a couple of things here. I was mistaken on one thing. The breakfast is with Mrs. Claus at 8:45 in the morning. Has hayride, crafts, and your breakfast all included. You need to go 280-FARM, 280-FARM. But, Joey, this is for you. At 1 o'clock, Santa Claus is going to be arriving at Tweed Creek Farm Market.
Really?
Yeah, till 4 o'clock.
Wow. That's a big get for them.
That's a man.
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy this time of the year. So he comes down and meets the kids, and everybody has a good time at Sweet Creek Farm. So I need to get there right before 1. I want to see you sit in the lap of Santa Claus.
No, I don't want to take the kids.
Yeah, I don't want you pushing down any kids or goats.
Right, right.
To see the goats or Santa Claus.
Right. You know, you're making people think I have no manners, Dan.
I know. You're quite a gentleman. Yes, quite a gentleman. So that's going on tomorrow. It's going to be a big day at Sweet Creek Farm Market, so take advantage of it. I'm certainly going to be down there to be getting my goodies for dinner tomorrow night, cooking a great steak. Let's see here. Boris Johnson, shocked. You remember, we talked about this a little bit. I said, well, the polls are saying that the race is tightening, but you know how those polls are in Europe or in England. And sure enough, they were so off, it was unbelievable. And this was detrimental to the socialist movement in the UK. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Couple of things. What is the comparison of the candidate, Boris Johnson, and somebody that we know, and the race that he is doing, and somebody we know? I think there's a lot of similarities in here. Let's listen to the story.
The president is cheering British Prime Minister Boris Johnson for his landslide victory in an historic election overnight. The result allows the ruling Conservatives to finish Brexit after 3.5 years of uncertainty. Johnson went to Buckingham Palace this morning to ask Queen Elizabeth for permission to form a new government. Mark Phillips is outside the Houses of Parliament in London. Mark, was Johnson's overwhelming victory expected?
Not a victory on this scale. In the end, it wasn't even close. The victory does mean that the on-again, off-again saga of whether Britain will actually leave the EU now has an end in sight. But really, this is just the end of the beginning.
A new dawn, rises on a new day.
And what a new day it is for the victorious Boris Johnson. He had delivered a, pick your adjective, thumping, comprehensive, devastating, complete victory. He had gambled, stuck to his plan, and won. With a simple message his audience knew well.
With this mandate and this majority, we will at last be able to do what?
Does that sound familiar? Who's going to pay for this wall?
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. And some of the things that he was doing was very Trump-esque. This to me, is kind of teeing it up for Trump in 2020.
Yes.
And if you remember what happened, Brexit happened, and then Trump happened. Now Boris has happened, and then it was for re-election, and now Trump is up for re-election.
And the media over there, one weekend, I kind of really dug deep into how the British press was treating Boris Johnson. They were like, oh, he's done. Oh, he's broken protocols, and he's done unprecedented things, and he's out there, oh, my goodness, and then a massive victory. Like, the media tries to talk down all these candidates, and they usually end up just creating an echo chamber that doesn't serve them well.
Well, I've heard that somewhere before. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top, Mr. Brexit himself.
Yes, sir. And, you know, on the DW German News, the news from Tokyo, and, of course, BBC, that was the only story yesterday. Really, really big.
Well, it was funny because I was watching the House stuff and that, God, watching the paint dry with these guys. I mean, it was so, I've never consumed so much wine such a short period of time, trying to numb my brain. And then the Brexit, the vote, the Boris Johnson vote started coming in, and I started getting happy. And they were, they were beside themselves.
They were. And I wasn't sure of this at first, but now I saw it last night for sure when Boris Johnson got up and made his acceptance speech. He doesn't try to comb his hair when he walks up to the podium. He messes it up. I've seen this a few times. You watch him. Every time he walks up to the podium, he messes his hair up. He is a very strange bird, you have to admit.
Well, and you're going to hear in the second part of this CBS story, the Socialist Party was the Workers' Party is what it's called, but to me it's Socialist. But what happened there is the workers turned away from the Workers' Party and turned towards Boris Johnson because they felt that Brexit was going to be a good thing for them. And I think you're going to see something very similar here in the United States, is the workers are going to say, Donald Trump is a good thing for us. That St. John's property in Baltimore, where the guy gave $10 million worth of bonuses to his staff, as high as $250,000, the lowest was $50,000. That's pretty remarkable.
Yes. And on a more humorous local note, there's this nice gentleman that calls here all the time, and I think he's got the wrong number, or maybe he has just a mental condition that we need to identify. He called the other day, and he announced that he was running for a Democratic delegate for Joe Biden. And this gentleman, first of all, I don't know how many Joe Biden delegates he's going to find on this radio program. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
It's not John DeVoe, is it?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be nobody like that, would it? No, it damn sure is. This man calls up, announces he's a Joe Biden delegate. And how many Joe Biden delegates does he expect to get from WACB? That's my only question.
Well, I have Democrats who listen to the show. I do.
Okay, but, you know, the man's got to be delirious.
Well, I'm going to bet that he hadn't filed his paperwork yet because money has to be involved with that. So when I think of John DeVoe, I do not think of John DeVoe forking out money.
No, but you got to admit this is a bizarre guy, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit of John DeVoe
goes a long way.
Yeah, this is true, man. I don't think he picked up any delegates that day, but I just thought that was quite humorous. So more power to him. I do believe he's fighting worse than a losing battle. And I guess he's just going to have to vote for Donald Trump. What I keep telling him, hope he takes the advice. Gentlemen, you guys have a good weekend. I don't know whose bowl anybody's playing in. Have you announced any bowls yet?
Michigan and Alabama are playing, but I'm not sure what date it is. I'm sure it's a junior.
Wow. Oh, that's going to be good.
My brother thinks so.
Yes. Wow. How about Joey, who's Auburn playing?
Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, really? That would be a good game.
Outback Bowl, I believe. It's a rematch, I think.
I'd
have to double-check that. But.
Well, we're going to have fun, gentlemen. Y'all have fun. I'm going to try to go to some of the bicentennial stuff tomorrow afternoon.
You are? Is the weather going to be better?
No. Yes, it's going to be sunny and 60.
Oh, good.
Excuse me. Yeah. Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah, number 16, Minnesota.
Wow.
Against number 10, Auburn?
10 or 9, depending on the poll. Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how many people are going to be there in a hijab.
Well, you heard about Lane going to Ole Miss, right?
Oh, yeah. Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Nick Saban done coached half the damn teams in the country anyway, so what's new?
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
You have a good one.
I will.
Let's go to our very good friend, recently back from Illinois, Old Navy, welcome home.
Thank you very much.
How was your drive back?
I'll tell you what. I've been back about a week.
How was your drive back? I know. I'm surprised I haven't heard from you. Good.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. No weather problems, but I saw a lot of dead deer along the road.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Just don't hit one in a brand-new truck of yours.
Not a chance. I drove during daylight hours just for that reason.
There you go.
Yep. And I started watching, I only lasted till about 11 o'clock watching the news with the Democrats and the impeachment trial.
Yeah.
Fiasco. And I just couldn't stay awake any longer, so I don't know how it all ended up.
They didn't impeach him. What they did is they all of a sudden Nadler gavels out and says we're gonna go for recess until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock our time. And they came back at 9 o'clock, voted in about a course of 25 minutes. Martha Roby had her son there last night and this morning, and sitting right next to her in the chair.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then they voted, took about 25 minutes, and voted two articles of impeachment. Imagine that.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, really.
It was so shocking.
I just think it's amazing everything that Trump has accomplished with all the hurdles they put in his way. And I know who I'm voting for.
There you go. Well, imagine this. Imagine Trump unleashed. Where he's not running for re-election. That is going to scare the Democrats to death. I think they'll try to impeach him. If they keep the House, I think they'll try to impeach him three more times.
Wow. Would you sign me up for the Sweet Creek drawing, please?
Absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
10:30.
Is it 10:30 already? Well, welcome home, Old Navy. Tell your bride I said hi.
We'll do.
Bye. Also, I need to do my year end with you, so I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Let's do the second. He's a great guy. Let's do the second part of the Boris Johnson story.
So Boris Johnson and his partner, Carrie Simmons, returned to the Prime Minister's residence in Downing Street to get Brexit done. He now will be able to pull Britain out of the European Union by the end of next month, as he promised, but he has a long battle ahead of him in working out a new trade deal with the EU and with the rest of the world, including the United States, for that matter. Johnson won this election by literally stealing his opponent's lunch, taking away traditional working-class votes from the Labour Party in Britain's post-industrial Northern Rust Belt, the same sort of disaffected blue-collar vote that helped elect Donald Trump. Labour's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, who led his party to its worst defeat in decades, says he'll quit, but he won't say when. And he blamed his defeat on Brexit.
Brexit has so polarized and divided debate in this country, it has overridden so much of a normal political debate.
With his big majority, Boris Johnson says he will try to bring this fractured country together. He got the country's votes, but he'll now have to earn its trust.
Boris Johnson now has a lot of political capital to spend, and with the opposition in disarray here, he now has a lot of time on his side as well.
And he's dating this very attractive younger girl, has his dog, he's out walking his dog. Very, very Trump-esque, let's say. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, he's the British Trump.
He literally
is. It's funny, he came along with that both of them draw attention to their hair. It's just kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, uncanny, I would say.
Yeah. But, Dan, I think Donald Trump needs a new song for his rally. He needs to crank up a little Tom Petty and Won't Back Down. I think that would be a great song.
I like that.
Now, next week they're going to vote, correct? Take the vote for impeachment in the House?
Yeah, it's the question is going to be on the day. Is it going to be on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Speculation right now, and you'll pick it up and listening to Major Garrett on Wednesday or Thursday.
How many Democrats you think are going
to
vote?
I think that they could lose 7 to 9, and you're going to hear part of that in a little bit too. They just don't have it. They're basically being forced into it, and you'll hear Major Garrett kind of talk about that.
Yeah, because I talked to Joey earlier this morning that the lady from Michigan they interviewed. Boy, some of these people that are in these Trump districts, they're having second thoughts. I think they know what's going to happen if they vote for impeachment. They're going to be out of there.
Well, and so, the question is, will they really vote their conscience, or they're going to vote for their interests of their constituents?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to tell which is which with some of them. But it'll be. I'm just interested to see how the Republicans are going to do this. Are they going to drag it out in the Senate, or are they going to put a quick fix to it? So,
well, we're going to get into that. I had kind of I told the audience a couple of days ago that some people had already gone to Trump through legal counsel and said, and Lindsey Graham has telegraphed this, let's dismiss this as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. We'll do all the hearings that will basically get the people that you want to testify to testify, but we'll be controlling it versus being in a courtroom setting.
I think the ball seems up in the air, though, with McConnell on Hannity last night. My takeaway is McConnell's like, well, we'll do whatever Trump wants to do.
Matter of fact, I've got that. Yeah. I need to send that to you.
Well, it's going to be, I just hope that the Republicans take back the House next year and they've got control of both of them. And then you're going to see some Democrats shaking in their boots.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They're going to be... If in 2020 the Republicans take over the House, which right now I believe they will and they can, it is going to be devastating to Democrats all the way around. I think they'll lose the presidency. I think you'll get several people get knocked off here that are major Democrat folks that are there. I think Kamala Harris is going to be, I think she's probably going to get opposition now, by the way. That's what this rumor is out there. She's going to have inside Democrat opposition.
It's looking like it's going to be a happy new year.
Well, that will be new year of 2020.
Yeah, well, it's even getting better now. I mean, this thing.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The joy factor increase in the last 48 hours is high. I mean, the tone last night was really interesting.
Yeah. The Democrats are about spun out. They're spun this thing some way that they're kind of running out of things to do to make it to profit up.
Well, they look so ridiculous. That's their problem. I mean, they look so bad. They look so petty. They say we're prayerfully considering this. have this somber look on their face, like, oh my gosh. Are we really going to have to vote for impeachment? Okay, I guess we'll have to do it. It's the right thing.
This thing with this prayer thing and Pelosi coming in there, telling that guy, I don't hate, I'm a Catholic, and she's for abortion. Yeah, you liar. I mean, she's no more holds up, to the Catholic faith than the man in the moon.
I agree.
What's more important, hating somebody or murdering a baby? That's sickening.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The hypocrisy of this whole thing is overwhelming. And the Boris Johnson vote that happened last night, the Democrats need to wake up because, I mean, I'm telling you, that was a huge signal to them that socialist concept, the socialist compact that is being worked on now, ain't going to work, and you're going to get eaten alive.
When did the thing with over there in England, when did that break? Was it late last night?
No,
yesterday afternoon.
Okay,
yesterday afternoon,
that's right,
our time,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Because I didn't see, I know Joe, Dan, you watched Morning Joe. Was anything brought up about that? Did you get to see him this morning?
Yeah, they did. They had their lady from the UK on. They don't like Boris Johnson.
Oh,
And so they were kind of going, oh, there they go. You know, they're doing it, making the wrong move type stuff. But they did at the very end say that the guy who was in charge of the Workers' Party totally screwed up by coming up with these outrageous things. And they did say the Democrats need to take a lesson from this thing because they're going down the same path. They've moved, a section of their party has moved to the far left. And the centerpiece of the party basically went with Boris Johnson.
Yeah. What was that that he was, what was that thing that he hollered out there? What was that slogan thing? Where was he? What would it? I didn't catch that.
It was talking about Brexit and that they were going to vote it out.
Yeah, but he hadn't come up with anything like make England great again or anything like that.
No, but he's doing the thing that sounds very similar to, and who's going to pay for the wall?
Yeah.
He's very Trump-esque.
Yeah, I like that guy. He kind of reminds me of Curly Howard with hair.
Wow. There's an insult in there somewhere. The FTSE, which is the Dow equivalent over in England, is up 1.5% right now. They're about a fourth of our size, and it's up 80 points. Where we're at 28,000, we're up 10 points. Yeah. But
isn't it amazing how conservative views drive the market?
Well, what's going to happen, and I'm kind of running out of time. But let me do this. Let me go to a break and I'll finish up. Hang on for me, Jim. Coming back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Friday. Let's go back to Jim. Jim, thank you for holding on for that short break. I'll tell you what's about to happen. France and Germany, in particular, and Italy, are about to learn a great lesson. They're about to see the United Kingdom explode economically because instead of having to do their path of marketing through the EU, they're going to be able to do it on their own. And there's going to be so much innovation and new things are going to happen. And that was part of the problem with the UK. If you had a new product and France had it also where they were thinking about it, you could get shut out. And so they couldn't compete. Now that's all out the window.
And the richest places on earth turn out to be island nations, so to speak, with free trade with the world. Well, and it works beautifully every time.
You broke up and the countries went back to running themselves. That would be the best thing to happen.
Absolutely. Let me tell you what. Being in charge of your own destination, that is the secret to success? Jim?
They'll see that and they'll start going for it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I think the EU is going to be it's going to be a thing of the past. It's going to take a while, and the one to watch will be Germany. If Germany busts, then it's the whole thing's over. It shows over, the monkey's dead. But they're going to watch UK, and they're going to go, damn. Because they've got these people who are innovators coming up with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to Israel, for example, and getting into their incubator program. Or they're coming to the United States and working for Google and things like that. And where they're creating stuff and they're getting compensated for it, they can't do that in the UK.
It's a big socialistic union is what it is.
Well, when you try to control free trade, it's no longer free trade. It's controlled trade. And yeah, so, therefore, right. You don't get done what you need to get done.
Yeah. And you lose control of your borders. I mean, it's just a big mess. And it's going to destroy these countries if they stay in. So I hope they more break away and set up, you know, like independently like they were before. And, it'll really help the whole world economy. So.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, innovation is the driver that's out there. And you have a whole bunch of people who want to innovate. They just don't have, they're not allowed to do it because of the way Brexit is set up. Or the EU.
Well, here's my thought. 4 more years of Trump, and then for 24, Donald Trump Jr.
The legacy, huh? Jim, thanks for holding on for me.
All right.
Can we fit James in here, or do we need to wait?
I think we can.
Let's get James. James, I'm going to hit you before the top of the hour.
Yes, sir. Dan, you know, you had a call this week from the congressman, and I've been always disturbed about the way the Democrats might mess up the MCA. And do you think that they've added any more things than what the congressman said? You know, like they want to restrict the freedom of the internet. You know, they want to restrict the, in other words, cut down on conservative thought on the internet as part of the agreement. You know,
it's more of that. They cannot, because it's a treaty, they cannot change through law Facebook and what they're doing. I think that might get taken out in talking to another member.
Yes. Okay. I was kind of worried about the way they might, weaken the agreement, because it was a great agreement. And, you know, the Democrats have been bragging about the way they've altered it and everything. And I just hope they didn't throw something in the punch bowl.
No, so to speak. Let me tell you what, they're going to be called out on that. They're not calling them out now because they don't want to lose their votes, but they're going to get called out on that.
Yes. Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, Sweet Creek Farm Market is doing Boston Butts. Sale ends tomorrow for $25 for Boston Butt.
Damn.
Again?
Damn.
Call 280-FARM, get your reservation in, secure your Boston